Authorities accuse Troy Miller of Nisida and his wife Leanne of 15 counts of child abuse relating to Leanne's oldest daughter, known publicly only by her initials, NLD, for nearly 4 years, starting when the couple moved from Wisconsin Rapids to their secluded farmhouse near Nisida. Patty Herman heads Prevent Child Abuse Wisconsin. She says she knows of no case more disturbing.
I hear a lot of these cases in my work, but this one really was pretty much more terrible, I think, than the ones we've been hearing lately.
According to the criminal complaint, the Millers kept NLD confined to their farm. They told the local school district she was homeschooled, but no proof was ever given. Authorities say the Millers disciplined the girl by making her wear an electric shock collar, beating her, burning her with a hot iron, and knocking her teeth out with a hammer. Mike Roriff is the director of the Juneau County Human Services Department. He says that kind of sustained cruelty is extremely rare.
What sets it apart is the methodical and intentional way some of these things seem to have been done. I think you may have situations where they lose control of their temper, but it tends to be much more impulsive. And if the allegations here are true, this certainly seems to be far more intentional.
While the experts grasp for reasons why parents would act so cruelly for so long, they say one aspect of the case fits a pattern they've seen time and again. NLD was the product of Leanne Miller's previous relationship with another man. The Millers have three other daughters of their own. Patty Herman explains it's not uncommon for abusive parents to single one child out.
Children who are in, let's say, step-family situations, or who are in situations where there is a live-in partner and not a biological parent, but a live-in partner, those children do seem to be more vulnerable.
The Millers were arrested in March. Leanne Miller has a preliminary hearing next week. All of the Millers' children have been placed in protective custody. Roriff says NLD is living in a family environment, and after more than 3 years is back in school and trying to get her life back to normal.
She's doing well, probably in many ways better than any of us would have anticipated. She's been described to me as a pretty resilient young woman, and if that's the case, I think that is serving her well right now.
NLD's stepsisters told authorities she never got birthday or Christmas presents over the course of her alleged abuse. Since her story became public, gifts for the girl have been pouring into the Nisida Bank and the County Human Services Department. NLD turns 18 May 1st. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.